Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Camp. Jim's a longtime Brain Trust member, almost 10 years. He's the author of No. That's the title of the book, folks. No, the only negotiating system you need for work and home. He's one of the top negotiators on the planet, probably in the galaxy, and he shares his ideas with us. Folks, they're different. Buckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight. This is a wild ride when we're talking about negotiating with Jim Camp. Because he went into the bowels of Harvard University in Cambridge, in the People's Republic of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and sat on a panel up there and basically ticked off a bunch of collective bargaining attorneys, right, Jim?
That's exactly right.
And so he went to this negotiating conference where they were teaching the classically conventional wisdom type negotiating skills that they're teaching in schools these days, and you basically turn all that on its ear, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, we do. We turn it all on its ear, and what's really sad, Jim, is that people won't pay attention to the newest nuances of neuroscience. Neuroscience has given us all kinds of clues to how the brain makes decisions and how we act and why we act the way we do. And they just turn a blind eye to it. They really don't want to hear it. You know, they don't want to talk about the science of decision making. They want to talk about how well they can craft compromise in their artwork and how slick they are.
Right.
And to me, that's just disingenuous at best.
Mm-hmm.
It's fraudulent at worst. So,
do you think a lot of this teaching about negotiating is taught because a lot of it's based on straw men negotiators, people who are negotiating for other people? They don't really have any skin in the game. What do you think?
That's exactly what's happened, Jim. I know we don't have a lot of time here, but when the Railway Labor Act was passed and collective bargaining came on the scene between management and labor back at the turn of the century, you know.
He's talking about the turn of the 20th century, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, 20th century.
He remembers it well, too, by the way.
I do, yeah. But, you know, that whole idea of collective bargaining came about. And what happened, the law schools began developing courses to train lawyers in collective bargaining, the new law of the land. And what's happened is that collective bargaining training just overcame the fundamentals of negotiation.
Right.
You know, many years ago, when Ross Perot was running for president, he said we'd lost the skill of negotiation in America, and he was right.
Because what you're saying, the bill for that mistake came due in 2008.
That's right,
Jim. I mean, what you're saying,
what I've been saying
for a long time is one of the reasons why we're having so much financial difficulty these days across the globe, and especially sovereign difficulty, is because we're trying to service 20th century promises with 21st century reality. And the 20th century promises were based, a lot of them were arrived at from this negotiating strategy you're talking about that you say doesn't work. And we're paying for that right now.
No, that's exactly right, and it's only going to get worse. And, you know, you get this polarization of this compromise, this whole compromise mindset. And when I was on that panel, Jim, and they talked about leverage and power, and I just shook my head. And finally the moderator looked at me and said, Jim, you disagree. I said, well, there is no such thing as leverage and power. That's a perception based on an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me give you a grandiose example. How about the leverage and power we had over Ho Chi Minh and North Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
about the leverage and power? I mean, time and again, these false, these assumptions get us in trouble. And we really, truly believe we have leverage and power. And I think
this is a dangerous. I think we're continuing to do this in America. We're continuing to negotiate with the Chinese and with the Taliban. And we're going into it assuming that we're going to gain some kind of leverage and power. We're also assuming some kind of romantic idea about what they say is what they mean, and it's a failure waiting to happen, isn't it?
I got to tell you, it's very interesting to me when you, if you really think about, people make decisions emotionally 100%, and if they feel like they've been tricked or pushed, or someone has used power to take advantage of them, what happens? They get mad.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They just set their feet even harder. They plant their feet even deeper in the ground and stand there.
So what's the answer? If you're a small business owner trying to negotiate a deal with a customer, with a vendor, what's the answer?
The real answer is you've got to take stock of what you have. You've got to know exactly what it provides, what it delivers to the customer. You've got to know that. You've got to know that to the very depth of your bones. And then you've got to be able to communicate it, Jim, in such a way that your customer can see it. You don't tell them. You ask them questions. You help them discover what's really there and what's really being delivered and how long it's going to benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't enter a negotiation thinking about what you ought to give up.
What am I willing to throw away? Yeah.
That's right. We're not throwing anything away. We're going to create vision.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get Jim to develop that idea a little bit more after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting, and we're talking about negotiating successfully in the 21st century.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.